season for the blues. Although carolers abound,
Hi, I just cut that off. This is Sarah Lapsley. I'm here to cover Anita B's show, Sam Squatch. I think that's what it's called. Find out in a second. Thank you, Anita, for letting me cover. It's great to be back. I used to do the arts report, and Sam Squatch. Sam Squatch's Hideaway. That's what I'm filling in for Anita B. I'm Sarah Lapsley. I used to do the arts report. I stopped that just last month, so it's great to be back. And yeah, I just like ran here as usual, hoarse from screaming and swearing in the car and kind of a road rage. So I'm going to calm down and I'm going to be with you from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And Anita normally plays Canadian music. She's very dedicated to Canadian indie rock and she knows a heck of a lot about it. Me, not so much. But I decided, since I could do anything and play anything, I would kind of like anchor my playlist kind of around my year, around my 2014 year, and some highlights and play some music along with that and kind of just tell a little bit of story about my year. And it's kind of fitting, I guess, that I arrive at the UBC campus in a rage, a road rage. Because starting in January in 2014, I was in a rage because I was in a band, Luck Commander. And I guess just about a year ago now, I'd put a lot of time into the band. They unceremoniously kicked me out, and that put me in a very foul mood for all of January 2014. So in light of telling my story, that was kind of a nasty month, January 2014. So, but since then, they've continued on. Good for them. And they've got some songs up on Bandcamp, so I thought I'd treat you to one, a Luck Commander song. So Luck Commander are Leanne Dunnick, her husband Ryan Ogg, Matt Barber, and Shane Wilson. And it says here on their Bandcamp page, in a world where bands are more hairstyle than music, Luck Commander reminds us of what it means to be a music provocateur. The band brings together influences like Cheap Trick, Wilco, and Badfinger to create music driven by tasty riffs and pop sensibilities. So I thought I'd play a song by Luck Commander just to illustrate my rage, my January rage. And then I'll play a bit of music that kind of cured me heading into early 2014. So this is called Back Towards. I do sing on and play on it, but I do notice I haven't been credited on the Bandcamp site. So anyways, here's Back Towards by Luck Commander. You be the judge if this is good or not. Be right back on CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
Oops, I actually did cut it off by accident. It was actually sounding pretty good. Luck Commander. So, this is Sarah filling in for Nita B, just kind of revolving the show around my year, 2014. So, January 2014, I was enraged because Luck Commander kicked me out. But there was a band that saved me. It was a really dark month. January 2014, went off my meds, kind of brokenhearted for various reasons. And it wasn't until I started listening to this album a lot that I started to kind of come out of it. And this is basically my favorite band, I guess, The Church from Australia. Now, Anita only plays Canadian music, but I'm playing The Church. I used to listen to this album. I must have listened to it 100 times, and it pulled me out of the darkness. So I'm going to play a few songs from that, and then we're going to come back and continue on the year in review 2014. So this is The Church, The Blurred Crusade, their 1982 album, and I'm going to play a couple tracks, Almost With You and When You Are Mine. So here they are, The Church.
Can you taste their lovely arrogance? It's always too late, and your face is so cold. They struggle for this opulence. See the suns which blind the men, burnt away so long before our time. Now their warmth is forgotten and gone. Pretty maids not far behind. Who are you trying to get in touch with? Who are you trying to get in touch with? Who are you trying to get in touch with? I'm almost with you. I can sense it wait for me. I'm almost with you. Is this a taste of victory? I'm almost with you. See the dust which fills your sleep. Does it always feel this chill in the end? I never dreamed we'd meet here once more. This life preserved for a friend. Who you trying to get in touch with? Who you trying to get in touch with? Who you trying to get in touch with? I'm almost with you. I can sense it away from me. I'm almost with you. Is this the taste of victory? I'm almost with you. Taste of victory. I'm almost with you. I can sense it wait for me. I'm almost with you. Is this the taste of victory? I'm almost with you. I'm almost with you.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Sarah, filling in for Anita B. So I'm doing my year in review. So that was The Church, two songs, Almost With You and When You Were Mine, from their 1982 album, The Blurred Crusade. And it cured me of my January 2014 rage. February 2014, I don't have anything here, so I thought I'd jump ahead to March because there's lots packed in. So in March, one highlight was the International Women's Day broadcast I did. I believe International Women's Day is March 8th. Here, let me check it out on Google. And I did a cool broadcast, or I thought it was cool. Anyways, International Women's Day doesn't even say on the first page of their website what day it is. March 8th. I did a broadcast about the missing women and Robert Picton, the serial killer who took the lives of a bunch of women from the downtown east side. And it was quite a sobering thing, talking about violence against women. Over the year, there's been various points where I've sort of come into consciousness about the considerable violence against women that occurs. The Gian Gameschi thing was a good example, although I did kind of a Gian Gameschi blurb on one of the Arts Report episodes, and yeah, it wasn't very good. But, we are doing well. We are dominating the education system and the working world, but we still have major challenges, especially around the world. So, when I did the International Women's Day broadcast, and I hope to do it again this year in 2015, I played Tanya Tagaq, a song, and I read out the names of all the women that Picton had killed. So that was a bit dark, sorry everybody. But I thought I'd play another song by Tanya Tagaq just for the March 2014 shout out. And I actually got to see her this year as well, and that was a very profound experience. She is over the top. I mean, talent doesn't even really capture what she is. She's a vessel. She's a vessel of sacred, wild goddess energy. I'm just going to play kind of a random one. This one is called Umingmak. And of course, she does this amazing throat singing. So here's Tanya Tagaq, and we'll be right back on CITR 101.9 FM.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Sarah, filling in for Anita B. So I'm doing a review of 2014. And in March of last year, I did the International Women's Day broadcast. And so I was just playing some Tanya Tagak because she's awesome. And, you know, thinking a lot about women and when women were more empowered than they are now. And certainly a Babylonian goddess who was very empowered was the goddess Ishtar. And there's many, many myths of her and her rulership. And she's quite a character. So I've been thinking actually about her a lot lately. And then this came across my desk this morning, a artist from Britain, Steph Connor. And I began to feel quite jealous of her because she did what I've always wished I could do but didn't have the skill or the talent or the guts, which is resurrect Mesopotamian texts from as early as the 4th millennium BC and composed them into music, you know, based on the, like it would have been recreation of the type of music they had at the time using the same kind of scales. And she connected with this guy, Mark Harmer, who reconstructed a 4,500-year-old instrument that was excavated in the early 20th century from the royal graves at Ur, which is in Sumeria. So she's written an album. He plays the lyre. It's already selling out. She's really beautiful, too. And I'm trying not to be bitterly jealous. But she sings about the goddess Ishtar and other cool things about ancient Sumeria. And so you can now preview the title track from the album, a sung version of the flood narrative from the Babylonian epic of Gilgamesh. And so her name is Steph Connor. You can check her out at stephconnor.com. And the ensemble she's put together for this album, The Flood, is called the Lyre Ensemble. So here is Steph singing a bit of music from her new album, The Flood. So do check her out at stephconnor.com. Here she is singing reconstructed sort of music from ancient Babylon, and she's also translated lyrics from like stones, glyphs, and everything. She's quite a genius. Here she is, Steph Connor.
Mehu et bamma.
Okay, you know what? I'm not as jealous as I was this morning because I don't really like that and I'm not going to make you listen to it. Now, there's another one I listened to this morning that was really good, but it's, I don't know, it's a bit precious for me. So maybe there's a chance I can also do Babylonian music that's more rockin'. Okay, moving on. So far, I don't know about this idea. Reviewing my year, sort of anchoring the songs I'm going to play in the context of 2014 and different anchor points of things I did. So April, May of last year, I went to Halifax for a conference. It was a most awesome conference. It was great to visit Halifax and see friends and learn stuff and meet cool new people. So, of course, there's a plethora of amazing indie rock from Halifax. There's so much, like, I can't even begin to play it all. I just play a small selection of a few songs from Halifax. So we'll have a brief Halifax segment honoring that great city. So I thought I'd kick it off with a great song called The Day We Hit the Coast by Thrush Hermit. Now, they were, I guess, early 90s, and then Joel Plaskett, the singer, went on to a esteemed solo career. But this is a great one, The Day We Hit the Coast, and then I'll just kick into a mini set of Joel Plaskett solo stuff. So stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. Okay, man. What do you think?
All right, whatever.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Sarah, filling in for Anita B. Her slot, her show is called Sam Squanch's... Sorry, Anita. Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And Anita is a teacher, if she doesn't mind me saying. And so I just played Come On, Teacher by Joel Plaskett, Emergency. So yeah, I just did sort of a Halifax shout out. I played The Day We Hit the Coast by Thrush Hermit. That was Joel Plaskett's original band. Then I played Maybe We Should Just Go Home from his album Down at the Khyber. And when I was in Halifax, I walked by the Khyber and took a picture of it, which is cool. And then I just played Come On, Teacher. I said that already. And you know what? I have to play another Halifax song. There's so many. I could do this whole hour and a half of Halifax songs. This is a favorite, very underrated songwriter, and perhaps the sexiest man alive, Andrew Scott, the drummer of Sloan. Beautiful song. And this is called People of the Sky. And then we'll be right back to move forward in our year in review.
Standing tall in the wake of this night. His eyes are watering in anger at the thought of her sight. Seen it poetry sets the stage for his plight. On an innocent trip, how can one ruin so much of belief in a soul, in a beauty, or in a touch? It's like a three-legged dog in search of a crutch. Dissecting and past all the motives as such. She once loved this person, a trial.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here, World of War, freedom,
God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there
anything? 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 Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Hey, we're back on CITR 101.9. You are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway, Anita B's slot, every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. I'm Sarah. I'm filling in, and I'm just kind of playing some tunes from 2014. So kind of a year in review. And looking back to July of 2014, CITR sponsored the Folk Music Festival, which was cool. So quite a few of us volunteered. And the person I was really looking forward to seeing was Joan Baez. She was going to highlight the event, and I've read a lot about her. She's a really interesting person. She's had quite an amazing life, obviously, a relationship, kind of a fiery relationship with Bob Dylan. She supposedly has multiple personality disorder. She has this just stunningly beautiful voice. She continues to tour and perform into her 70s, but she canceled at the last minute, and I was really crushed. But this is one of my favorite songs, kind of a timely ode to heartbreak, and it's called Silver Dagger. So I'll play that by Joan Baez. And another artist I was really looking forward to seeing and did see was Sion Cutie and the Egypt 80. They're a Nigerian Afrobeat band. And so they both are, he kicked butt at the folk festival, and Joan Baez failed to come. So I'm going to play both of those. I'll play Silver Dagger by Joan Baez and then Rise by Sion Cutie. And then we'll move forward into August 2014. Here's Joan Baez.
Don't sing love songs, you'll wake my mother. She's sleeping here, right by my side, and in her right hand, a silver dagger. That I can't be your bride. All men are false, says my mother. They'll tell you wicked love and lies. The very next evening another, leave you alone to pine and sigh. My daddy is a handsome devil. He's got a chain 5 miles long. On every link, a heart does dangle of another maid. He's loved and wrong. Go court another tender maiden and hope that she decided to sleep alone all of my life.
Our ear don't fool for your words. Our stomach still empty. Our ear don't fool for your words. Our stomach still empty. We'll be right back.
Are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm filling in for Anita B. Hi, Leonardo, our fan from Brazil and friend from Brazil who's coming to Vancouver in February. So we will see you soon. Leonardo, we'll have you into the studio. So just year in review, that was kind of the Vancouver Folk Festival in July. So Siyun Kuti was awesome. Just played his song Rise. Fabulous live band. The guy had the best moves I've ever seen on anyone. He just had this, it was good. And all these dancers and brass and everything, Joan Baez didn't come. That was a bummer. August, moving into August 2014, kind of an anchor point of that month for me was the release of the New Pornographers album, Brill Bruisers. And there's some really good tracks on it. And I'm going to play two for you right now. This one, first one is called Born with a Sound. It's featuring Dan Behar on vocals. And he's got Amber Weber singing with him from Black Mountain. And they really sound good together. And the next one I'm going to play is called You Tell Me. And I'll probably sit here crying in the studio because the song makes me cry. Anyways, we'll start with Born with the Sound from the New Pornographers album Brill Bruisers and then move on to You Tell Me. So stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM.
I heard a sound in my head.
There's death in the bread line. There's death on the vine. I wanted you quite often. And that I wanted you all of the time. I've been up all night. I've been up all day. I was into the illusion. I was into the never-ending scene. And the sound of confusion in the willow side. I've been up all night, I've been up all day.
sing the mistress's take away. I had a song in my head, but I couldn't find the words to get it out. Death on the vine. I want you quite often.
I want you all of the time. I heard a sound in my head, and I couldn't get it out. Get it out.
I've been up all night. I've been up all day.
So you tell me where to be, I'll be there.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Hello, sports fans. It's been a busy year so far for CITR Sports, with hard-hitting coverage of UBC football, hockey, basketball, and volleyball. The season will be taking a short hiatus over the winter break, but starting in the new year, the sports ramp right back up with UBC teams heading into the playoff stretch. Tune in every weekend for live broadcasts, and also on Thursdays at 3:30 p.m. for a recap of the week's events. The first broadcast after the break goes on January 9th at 7 p.m. as the women's hockey team is back in action against the Mount Royal Cougars. Thunderbird Sports live on CITR.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Sarah, filling in for Anita B's show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So I'm just kind of doing the year in review, 2014. So I just played a couple tracks from Brill Bruisers, the new Pornographer's album that came out in August. In September, just my September shout out, I really connected with Anita B, who's totally awesome and knows tons about music. And we started a band together, Bindweed. Say it with me, Bindweed. Yes, we like each other and we play together a lot. I'm going to meet her after 8 o'clock and we're going to rock. We're kind of punk. And one song that we're covering is this song, and Anita turned me on to it, and I learned it, and I practiced for hours to learn the guitar part, and it's by a cool band I'd never heard of called The Exploding Hearts. I'm sure she's played it on her show before. The song is awesome. It's called Modern Kicks, but they all died in a bus accident, like when they were like 21, which is totally unfair, because they were good. So here they are, The Exploding Hearts, Modern Kicks, and shout out to the lovely and talented Anita B.
I don't care.
Hell is breaking loose, she says. I don't mind.
I don't mind. working now, she says, I don't care.
I don't care.
So that was the Exploding Hearts, Modern Kicks. So moving on into October. October is the month of Halloween, and being kind of Wiccan, Halloween is my favorite day of the year. Also happens to be the birthday of a much beloved figure in indie rock. That would be John Worster. The drummer John Worster plays in tons of bands. He's also well known as a comedian and kind of social media guy. Beloved by all who know him because he's just really nice and cool and smart and funny. So I thought I would play a song from one of his main bands, Bob Mould from Husker Du. Does a lot of great solo stuff, and John plays in his band. John's radio show, The Best Show, just kind of restarted again, so I think just Google it. They were part of WFMU, but now they're doing their own podcasty thing. So yeah, I thought I'd play Bob Mould, and actually that was one fun highlight of 2014. They had like a Yahoo Live performance of Bob Mould, so you could just like watch it live on computer. It was like being there, except you were like in your bed under a duvet. You didn't have to move, yet you got to see it live. And so that was a really cool part of 2014. So this is my favorite Bob Mould song. It's called Fugue State. And what I like about it, it has got a most awesome drum intro. So here it is, Fugue State on CITR 101.9 FM.
Against gravity, I feel it.
We're back on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Sarah filling in for Anita's show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So we're heading into the final kind of 12 minutes or so. Val is in the house. She'll be up next with Folk Oasis, I believe. So that was Bob Mould, formerly of Husker Du, and his very cool song, Fugue State. So, yeah, I just thought I'd play a couple songs. You know, sometimes this is just kind of a weird... So 2014, looking back, I guess December, I kind of had a thing, you know, just wanted to play a couple songs to get that thing out of my mind. So no comment, really, other than I'm going to play a couple of Canadian hits. So this is major heresy around CITR to play hits, but these two hopefully you'll enjoy. This one from a band that are almost a joke, but I heard two girls in the New Age bookstore yesterday talking about this band and how they're still touring. So they keep coming at us with their big hair. But I really like this song. It's got some cool, I wouldn't say drums because they're more electronic, but this is Platinum Blonde. It doesn't really matter. And it doesn't, does it?
It's been a hard day in the city. It affects you in the most peculiar way. I know they don't seem really. We said all that there is to say. And if you were to ask me questions, you don't really want to know. Your concern is just memories lost, but they are not forgotten. They tried to break our lust for fashion. They tried to tell us that it's not in fashion. And if you were to ask me questions, what are we bound to know? Will you break it down the door? Try to
chance, he passes up the head.
Sorry, I kinda, I don't know, I hit the wrong button. Okay, let's try to get back to where it was. Hold on. Here we go. Oh, from EP Tell No Lies. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Sarah filling in for Anita B. So that was kind of my feeble 2014 in review. And that was just a little duo of Toronto songs, Platinum Blonde. It doesn't really matter. And the Spoons, Romantic Traffic. So sorry, everybody. Those were kind of lame can rock hits. So I'm just going to leave you. Val from Folk Oasis is taking over in a few minutes. And I'm just going to leave you with something I'm really looking forward to in 2015. So that's in February. Coming up, The Church is visiting from Australia, and they'll be here in support of their new album called Further Deeper. And so this is their song Miami, and stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM.
Some distant reflection, some elusive night.